Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, thank you sir, for your service to our culture via muckraking techniques. So Upton Sinclair-esque. Would you please consider reviewing the following articles, for which I've included a link. As an avid consumer of micronutrients, vitamin supplements, I initially took the article as a hit piece on vitamins, promoted by Big Pharma to dissuade the masses away from holistic approaches to health and well-being in favor of drug-based, not-so-well-being existence in a perpetual state of medical dependence. Job security much? The article notes a 10-year study performed by the CDC, which identifies a 530% increase in poisonings due to taking melatonin in children. Yes, you read that correctly. Melatonin poisoning in children. Melatonin is naturally made in humans, and production peaks at about the age of 10 or 12, after which it curtails to nearly nil by the age of 80. Melatonin is typically considered by those entering their middle years to support waning levels of production, to regulate their circadian cycle. I was astounded to see that anyone under the age of 20 would even consider taking it. Then I read further down into the article whereby a dark truth that the administration of the hormone supplement had happened. Of the 27,795 poisonings of it, 19,892 were discharged, 4,097 were hospitalized, and 287 required intensive care, and 3 people died. Here is where it gets really dark. Within this data population, 94.3% of those poisonings were male children, under the age of 5. Let that sink in. Would it be a far stretch to assume that the one administering the lethal doses to these children could be the mother? What might be the motivations to dope up the infant boys? Perhaps to keep them from crying or to sleep longer, so they can pretty much take care of the paper boy or the milkman? Or could it actually be to delete the child of a wrong gender, complete with plausible deniability? I've also sent you a link to the Department of Health and Human Services, which illustrates that boys receive the majority of maternal harm. So how does it actually stand to reason that mothers are the superior parents? Thank you. Well, James, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. This one is more of a men's rights story, and I have to be careful with it as to not get a strike for medical misinformation. You sent me the DHHS child maltreatment reports from 2001 to 2006, and it says that single mothers are those with a new partner, not the biological father of the child, accounted for 70.8% of child fatalities. But if it was the biological father alone or with another partner, it was 29.2%. But as you mentioned, James, women are considered to be the half of the species that children are usually sent to spend more time with after divorce. People hundreds of years ago probably knew about this, and that's why children were left with their fathers after a divorce, unlike today. If they even had divorce back then, usually the woman left and became a prostitute. Even with the correct statistics you sent me, I still have to be careful, even though I'm not talking about the coup for monkeypox. YouTube has gotten pretty brutal lately. I used to worry about getting copyright strikes, then hate speech strikes, and now medical misinformation strikes. That article you sent me also says that 60% of child fatalities are male. I also think there's a rather simple explanation here, and that it's not a conspiracy against boys by their mothers. It's just that female-owned group preference is more prevalent between mothers and their daughters. If we saw more girls that died of neglect under single-parent households, where it was just the father, it would be a national tragedy. But because it's the other way around, it's not in most people's radar. Because it's only the males, after all. No big loss. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women neglecting their male children more than their female ones, Clown World Show. Looking up melatonin, it looks as though melatonin overdoses in kids have increased 530% over the last decade, as you said. The largest increase happening during the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. This isn't really a case of women trying to end little tiny Timmy and having an excuse for it, but it's more likely that women are just really annoyed because boys are a lot to handle, and that's why they might be giving out melatonin, especially when they're younger when compared to girls because of their hyperactivity. So during the coup, families are cooped up and mothers just want their kids to shut up. so they can get some shut-eye and possibly get some of their work done from home. It doesn't matter that kids produce more than enough of the melatonin to fall asleep. I think that the pharmaceutical industry is at fault here too, to some extent, because they make gummies that are more attractive to kids than tablets and capsules with melatonin. There's also an increased availability of these products, so that certainly plays a part in all this. Besides having more melatonin pills at home and having a kid that finds them and poisons himself, it usually makes sense, because if they're more available in general, then kids will literally pick their poison. No pun intended. So that's more likely what's happening. It's probably just irresponsible mothers storing the pills in places that are easy to access, instead of just making them harder to get at. If you want to keep kids out of various places, then you need to put your medicine cabinet under lock and key, and hide the key in a place where kids won't find it. I don't believe it's women doing this intentionally, just a combination of more melatonin products being sold everywhere, in conjunction with kids spending more time at home during the pandemic, as well as the possibility that some small number of mothers give these pills to their kids. There are no real long-term studies of the effects of taking melatonin in either adults or children, just like in a certain injection therapy that people have been taking over the last year or two, which I don't want to talk about, which could actually get me into trouble. For some reason, when you actually shared this article with me, James, I couldn't help but think of the film based on the book called Flowers in the Attic, with a grandmother trying to offer her own four grandkids in the attic, with rat poison, and then one of the four kids dies from arsenic poisoning. That's some dark stuff and shows the darker side of female nature. Again, I think it's a combination of factors here. Mother's irresponsibility as well as a desire to calm their boys down. Maybe some of them are thinking that the cure for toxic masculinity is melatonin. As for Big Pharma, they don't seem to want people to know about anti-inflammatory diets that help prevent inflammation in the body that contributes to autoimmunity and many other diseases. There are really a few things you need to do if you want to live healthy longer term that reduces that inflammation. Those things include walking for 30 minutes a day, eating a low-carb diet, avoiding red meats, avoiding sugar, and stress, which is also a really big one, and finally getting a good night's sleep. If you have a health issue, I suggest lifestyle changes in addition to whatever your doctor recommends. That's not about the vitamins. That's about avoiding the things that actually contribute to your problems. But melatonin use does actually help some people to get a good night's sleep. Unfortunately, once again, there are no long-term studies that have been done on a wide enough sample group that I've seen. So we don't actually know the long-term consequences of it. For some reason, I only get about 6 to 6.5 hours a night of sleep the last month or so, instead of my usual 8. I have no idea what's going on. I don't feel like I'm all that much tired, though. I don't have trouble falling asleep either. I just wake up earlier than usual. Another thing that I recently learned about that contributes to inflammation is cold weather, of all things. I noticed that whenever the temperature is below freezing, my skin issues typically flare up pretty badly. But the moment the temperature increases a few degrees above it, I feel relief. Cold weather after 5 consecutive days leads to an increase in 2 inflammatory markers: C-reactive protein, or CRP, and interleukin number 6. Levels of inflammatory marker fibrinogen rise after only 3 days of cold temperatures. Not to mention colder weather constricts your blood vessels. My health is so much better in the late spring, summer, and early fall. I'm dreading the cold weather coming back, and I still actually can't go to the United States to get away from the cold, because you can't enter the United States if you're a non-citizen without the Cervasa sickness jab. For now, the humidifier helps, and staying indoors as much as possible as well. At some point, I'm hoping that I'll have the opportunity to travel south for the winter, and north for the summer. Last time I went south when it was cold was down to Florida, and it did wonders for me. I was completely pain-free for the first time in years with absolutely no medication. It was like a miracle. My stress was also super low and I was walking everywhere, so that added to lower inflammation too. As for mothers being less responsible than fathers, another reason that boys could be getting poisoned by melatonin is because males are just great risk-takers by nature. They're more likely to roughhouse and hurt themselves and try tasting strange new pills they know nothing about. Girls are just naturally more likely to be cautious about their safety, so we shouldn't discount that change in gender as well. Yes, there might have been some contributing factors where mothers gave their sons more melatonin, but odds of it being enough to poison them are pretty low. Some of the women I dated were monsters with tits, but the odds that this was done intentionally to many boys is nearly impossible. Plus, of all the poisonings you mentioned, only 3 died. So that would be a lousy way to off your offspring successfully. The success rate is 3 kids out of 27,000 that were poisoned. If anything, the article you shared something else. Not that women are trying to get rid of their kids that way, but that they're way less responsible as parents than men are. How come as many kids weren't killed or injured under the care of their biological father and mother instead of only their biological mother? How come the state sends kids to live with their mothers after a divorce, more so than the fathers? Clearly the state wants to make sure it doesn't have to take care of the single mothers financially and wants the women to keep voting it back into power. If women didn't have the vote, then I suspect that kids would be living with their fathers as the first choice, because the state would basically be catering to male voters. I would also think that single mothers would be more likely to take care of their male kids at that point, because then they get a ready-made emotional tampon one day when that kid grows up. Women invest in their sons as emotional dumping grounds in the future, that are more likely to be there even if their father divorces their mother or the father passes away. A woman is not usually going to invest all that time raising a kid to get rid of them that quickly, unless she has some sort of underlying mental health in effect. Instead, what this tragedy is all about is that the state doesn't want to support single mothers, so it created an epidemic of divorce, because it provides a safety net for marriage to fail. This in turn leads to more poisoning because those single mothers are too busy to keep track of their own kids. That's about all I got to say. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that 3-year-old boys smash back bottles of melatonin when their mother isn't looking, because she's too busy on Bumble. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps all the irresponsible single mothers away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.